Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
P.S. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. This is Sports Station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Guys, there was an interesting exchange, an interesting video, and I guess this is from maybe the show. I'm not sure if it's still from the show. What is that show called?
Ball in the Family. I know you used to watch.
I don't watch. I don't know why. I feel like as a country, we have kind of moved on.
I can't believe it's still on. Right? That was the news to me. That this thing's still on.
This feels like a very 2016. Thing.
Because I'll admit it, Lonzo's career hadn't gone quite like I thought it would here off the jump, has it, John?
No, it has not. But, you know, who knows? He still has a chance, right? He still has a chance to...
Yeah, he's a number two pick. He's going to have to get healthy and get going if he's going to get to an all-star level ever in his career.
Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes...
Maybe his daddy's fired him up. We'll see.
You know, sometimes your takes age well, and sometimes they don't. That's the part of the game, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're in the industry that we're in, you know... I got him too, brother.
I know you said Trey had them T-Rex arms. It wasn't gonna be any good.
He's
real good.
Real quick, before we get to this video, I saw this on Twitter and I wanted to ask you, who is the one dude that you thought was going? I didn't want to tweet this because it's not really like fair to the kid, and it's like not fair to be wrong about the kid. But like, who is the one guy that you saw that you swore was going to be absolutely awesome as a player and just never panned out? Like, is there a guy like that for you? I have one.
Go ahead.
Skull.
You saw him in MUS. And
I remember watching Skull and thinking, like, and by the way, it's not as though he didn't make it. Like, he's in the NBA. Like, it's not like he's, you know.
You thought he's can't miss because he's 7 foot.
But I mean, like, the way he ran the floor, the way he had added weight.
Yeah.
You know, like, I thought Skull Labissiere was an absolute cannot miss. Not just a guy who was in the NBA for a couple years, whatever, and gets on the end of a bench, but like a guy who's going to be an all-star. And it hasn't happened for him, you know. And maybe it will. It was in Portland now, you know. Maybe maybe that will, like, longevity there, new coaching staff, new situation. Maybe that will help him. But yeah, man, that was the one for me. Like, I just swore there was nothing that's going to hold that man back, you know. And you know, it just goes to show you how hard it is to be good in the NBA.
Snap. I mean, coming up.
You know, really?
Yeah. I mean, you heard a little bit from Travis yesterday about how cold he was. I mean, that dude put up 50 easy. And you're looking at his body like, how? But he was special. And so, anyway, it was always about, is he going to get qualified?
Right.
Like, Snap had to go to Life University. You know, it was always about, is he going to get the grades? Is he actually going to bear down and do the work? And but that was, John, you were watching Skull as a recruiting reporter. And as, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're watching that through professional
practices,
eyes and what you're doing. I'm listening to the stories as back then a kid growing up just like him, And I just thought, you know, back in that day, my gosh, we were pumping out the talent. You were having McDonald's All-Americans coming out of Memphis. Everybody said, Penny, all of them.
Yep.
And Snap just seemed like the next in line, and that he was going to be, you know, without a doubt, a pro. And if you look at him today, I mean, he looks the exact same. The man hadn't aged a bit.
Yeah, so
played anyway. A lot of overseas, made a lot of money.
Anyway, I thought that was interesting.
That
anyway,
is interesting.
The video in question, though, we've talked a lot about LeVar Ball over the years here on this show, right? We've had some interesting segments about LeVar Ball. There have been segments where, and I think you reserve the right to change your opinion based on behavior and things that happen, but there was a segment where, you know, I said I thought LeVar was just being a good dad, you know, maybe overbearing, but being a good dad. And I think you might have said, maybe not that particular segment, but somewhere along the way, that you thought the way this was always going to end was – Lonzo was going to end up one day, like, resenting his dad. Like, one day that was...
I remember saying this over and over.
That was going to happen just because of how sort of... I don't know how much he hovered, or how much LeVar just kind of hovered over everything.
No question about it. And so listen to this. It's a scene from Ball and the Family, the Facebook reality TV show. And this is a clash between the two of them. You might have seen it here recently on ESPN that basically started with Lonzo suggesting that BBB, Big Baller Brand, which everything's been, you know, it's been based around him through his father, ought to change its name when it relaunches later this year. Listens to the exchange.
Would you change the name?
Hell no, I wouldn't change the name.
I'm just saying from a marketing standpoint.
From a marketing standpoint, regardless of what it is.
I'm just saying, that's my opinion. I'm just asking a question.
I'm just saying. Triple B is always going to be the name. On the fact that it also stands for the three Ball brothers. I'm not changing that at all.
What is your opinion on that, Jordan?
I don't give a about his opinion.
I just want
to
hear.
But no, listen to me, son. When I come out with a name and then somebody tell me to change it, that's like me telling me to change your name. That's like people saying, oh, hey, change Lonzo's name to Alfonso on the fact that he's been damaged goods for the last 2 years.
The brand is demolished right now.
The brand is not demolished. Okay. That's how you feel the brand is demolished.
That's everybody's feeling.
Who's everybody?
The world. The
world? That's the consumers you talk to?
Yeah. It's all messed up right now.
Why is it messed up? Because one person did something bad?
He was the main person.
He wasn't the main person.
He ran everything.
Dang, he didn't run everything.
All right. That's my opinion.
Who the one signing autographs? Who the one taking the pictures?
He set it all up.
That means you're running everything as far as...
Yes.
Who's the Big Baller Brand?
All right, you got it.
Ain't no
That's good enough. That's good enough. And the guy they're talking about that ran into the ground that Lonzo's alluding to there is the co-founder, Alan Foster, who allegedly stole $2 million from Lonzo's business. So, look, it feels like to me that Lonzo's finally, I don't want to say seeing the light because it act like I would be saying he's had the wool sort of pulled over his eyes. He's been blind the whole time. He had to have seen this coming. But we knew it from the jump that – liked the outside the box way your father was thinking. Forget having to go have sign somebody else's shoe deal, right? Go make your own shoe deal. Go be your own shoe. Love the outside the box thinking. Love the idea of empowering yourself and your own family. That was all the positive. That was all the positive. But John, then the shoes had to come out.
Yep.
And the shoes were trash.
Yep.
And then you're trying to charge too much. How much was it? Just like $400, $500?
Like $495
bucks. A crazy amount. And then Lonzo has to start telling the truth that these shoes that he's wearing that are BBB and based around his name are breaking apart at the end of every quarter. And he's having to switch them up. And by the end of it, he's still telling folks that the Kobe Nikes are still his favorite shoe. BBB ain't even his favorite shoe because it's a bad shoe. The whole thing was done, John, like I said, with good intent, but poorly executed.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. And so what you had was a bad product. And now, and apparently a thief, if you ask Lonzo in terms of the guy that helped them do this and allegedly stole $2 million from this business. Now, Lonzo sounds like kind of seeing the light, but what he's also seeing is when he tries to tell his father about the light, hey, this thing's folding up, man. They're talking bad about us. What does Dad do?
Yep.
Dad shot back at him and let him know. He let him know. You could hear it in old school. This thing's mine. You understand? I'm not changing the name because I did this. And look, would he have this, John, if not for his sons?
No.
If he hadn't had his sons.
He would have nothing.
I know. And part of the reason his sons are where they are, I'll give it to him. He pushed them there. He helped promote them. He made them basketball players. You produced them. We get that. But it's like that's almost his trump card, right? I made you, and this is mine, and we're not going to change any names. We're not going to look at reality. I just and so to go back to what we said earlier and where I thought this thing was leading was a son that's going to resent his father. And here's the reason, because because his son's going to finally realize that his father has only seen him as a dollar sign for the last, what, 10, 12 years of his life.
Yeah.
That he, well, I put it this way, sees him more as that dollar sign than he does as his own son.
I think it is absolutely reprehensible that LeVar would refer to his son as damaged goods. You know what I mean?
Well, LeVar would tell you, hey, I'm just telling the truth. We haven't, you know, he hasn't had a healthy season. But is that, I mean, is that the way you do it?
Like
publicly like that? Got it. Keep in mind, a camera's rolling.
No doubt.
When this is going on. They're doing this for the TV show. And so I could hear some of y'all right now would say, well, wait a minute, this is all drama for the TV show. This is a fake fight. If you looked in Lonzo's face when his father was talking to him like that, there was nothing fake about it. He was embarrassed. He's embarrassed, and in a sense, I think you could tell sort of that ugliness of his dad coming out. This is mine. We ain't changing the name. Even though this thing's based around you, we wouldn't have it if not for you. If you weren't the two pick,
yep.
It's mine. You ain't changing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, like I said, I just found it kind of the what I always expected was that we would get to this point, and what you're going to have is a son that doesn't like his father.
Well, so I cannot recall a conversation, you know, and again, every relationship is different, but I can never recall a conversation anywhere close to like that one with my dad. Like my dad's never talked to me like that. My dad has never like challenged me like that. Has never tried to. It felt like to me LeVar was trying to make that dude feel like a small child.
Here's the difference. I'm gonna get really real.
And wasn't respecting him as a man.
Here's the difference. I'll get really real with you. When you talk about damaged goods, that's not something he can control, right?
Exactly.
Right. If it's a poor decision and your father's calling you out for it, like me, who got into boosting. I've told you this story. Got into boosting clothes up at TSU. You're stealing clothes from the mall.
Yep.
You get busted up in the Castronauts. Part of the reason you got to come home. You need to come home. My dad, when I got home, we got into the room. He closed the door on me, and he called me a thief. He said, you ain't nothing more than a little thief. And that hurt, too. But in that case, John, it was what I needed to hear. That was something I could control. That was him underlining a poor decision by me and saying, what in the world are you throwing away all this good upbringing you got for to go out and try to be like be a follower right here, think you're making a little money on stupid decision, thief. And it was him calling me that.
Yeah.
It embarrassed me. I had the same look on my face that Lonzo did in terms of, dang, he gonna call his own son a thief? But I needed to hear it because it was the absolute truth. In this case, calling your son damaged goods is not something, is not a bad decision that he made. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? It seems like it's being used just to hurt.
No doubt.
Rather than to help.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was for a lesson that I needed to learn. That right there, that ain't nothing except this is my company and you're not going to change the name or anything else that you're trying to do.
And nothing that Lonzo said was wrong. Like, that's the other part about it.
What I'm saying. He's seen the light now that this thing kind of become a joke.
Yeah, I mean, I realize that this is sort of your baby and, like, you're sad and upset and disappointed in the way that it went, but it was always going to go this way. Like, LeVar didn't have a extensive background in business. He was overvaluing the products that he had. And, you know, Lonzo hasn't had the career that he hoped, you know? And so that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, if Lonzo was Zion, you know, that'd be one thing. Like, if he's coming in as Zion and he's has a great career, whatever, it'd be different, but it's not. And to it almost was like he's blaming Lonzo in a way. You know what I mean? It almost was like he's projecting
he
that blame
is.
Onto
they'd
Lonzo.
They'd be further along if he wasn't damaged goods.
When the expectations on Lonzo were always way greater than he could have ever met, you know, thanks to his dad. I mean, I think his dad has himself to blame for what's happened to Lonzo
in many ways. The weird part of this story is, John, I don't think he gets to number two, and Magic doesn't buy the hype, if not partly for dad blowing him up the way he did, right? So part of the reason he's elevated to that status, John, is because, number one, I mean, you got to give dad credit in that sense, and maybe that's from that sense. Remember when this started and you're supporting dad?
Yep.
Remember, that's when some of it still looked good.
No doubt.
You're raising your son's brand. You're helping your son's brand. You're just promoting the family, right? And that's where we all thought it looked okay, good. And Magic clearly bought in.
Yep.
And look, all that's not LeVar talking, but I don't think it clearly hurt. Magic thought he was buying into a phenomenon. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And you draft that kid number two. So part of, again, I don't want to take credit away from a father who did the right things in some instances in the sense that he pushed his kids, right?
Yep.
He pushed the family brand rather than doing what everybody else is doing. That part of it, I can say, hey, I got some respect for that.
Yep.
But this clearly got to a road where, and LeVar has shown you now, this is more about him than it is his son's well-being. It's more about the dollar sign that his son can bring than it is the player his son can be. And he's shown that to you now, I think, with some of this ugliness. And so I hate to see it, like I said, and I don't want to just say evil, evil, evil LeVar when he's done some good things.
Yep.
And maybe even started out with some good intentions, but it has gone all bad. And what he's going to end up having is a son who doesn't want to have a relationship with him because this guy's gone out of his way to embarrass him now publicly, acting like it's something that he can control, this injury history that he's got.
Yeah, I mean, I think when Lonzo, before the, you know, before Lonzo's NBA career even got started, you know, LeVar was saying, oh, he's going to be a Laker, oh, he's going to be this, oh, he's going to be that. And then almost unfortunately for Lonzo, like, that all happened. You know, he ended up being a Laker, mm-hmm. and then he comes in, you know, LeVar saying he's better than Steph Curry, he's saying he's better than all these different players. Like, that's just not fair on a kid.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just not and LeVar never let up, and he never – I guess eventually he stopped doing interviews, like, to the extent that he was.
Well, the Lakers asked him to, you know, slow it down a little bit. I mean, they didn't tell him we're going to put a muzzle on you, but they asked him. I mean, Magic pulled him back, and it seemed like he sort of, you know, acquiesced that he did. He pulled it back a little bit. And the other part of it, you need to pull it back a little bit. I mean, your son's not out there. All you've done is sort of put the X on his back for all these other players that now want more of a piece of him than they even did in the first place because you've talked him up so much.
Yeah.
I mean, all he's done is and now, in a way, is sort of hurt his son's career, at least here lately. I'm going to give him all the credit in the world for helping his son get there, but this thing, greed, you know, and a lot of times, man, with families,
yep.
you know, we've seen it. But I think his expectations, you know, what he expected to get from this haven't come to fruition. He's taking it out on the reason why he's able to make these decisions in the first place, on his son. Again, you wouldn't be here if not for the kid. I know you're the reason he's on this earth, but man, you don't have to keep showing him every time he disagrees with you. My gosh.
I think the other lesson too is to, like, don't get into business with your family. Like, don't get into because like it's only going to end ugly. You know,
I've heard that advice.
Like, don't get into business with, you know, your dad, your brother.
But too many good family. Aren't Jeffrey Wright in the meat business? In that family, in the meat business, doing very well. That's what I'm saying.
I was unaware
many,
of that.
Many good family businesses, right? That's what I'm saying. They don't all end in argument and disgust, do they?
I don't know. I mean, they don't.
That's the answer to that.
As a general rule, you know, if you don't know all that much about business and you just think you know a lot about business, best to just kind of entrust people who aren't necessarily your blood to run it. I know that kind of seems backwards, but
if
it goes sour, you know.
When you are as young as Lonzo was and you've looked up to your father all your life and he's made decisions that have got you to your rank to number one, number two prospect in the country, you're getting drafted number two, when you have a tendency to believe what's coming out. And why wouldn't you?
Yep.
You've looked up to this man. He's supported you. He's helped get you to where you are. He's guided you. So why would you look somewhere else? So to your point about that, I mean, I completely get it. But at some point, that boy was going to grow into a man. And that's where I was at when we started this, man, a couple of years ago. That boy was going to grow into a man and realize. And, John, I said the same thing about Scott Labissiere and when it came to Gerald.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all they can see at that point is that food you're putting on, you know, in front of them. You're raising them. They see but you know, in the end, what they find out is it's more about you than it is about them, and they end up resenting you for it.
Yeah. So, you know, all you can do is hope that you know, if that day comes where Lonzo has to fire LeVar, I can't believe it hasn't happened yet. But if that day comes, you know, they figure out a way to have a relationship and they can move forward. But I do place a little bit of the blame, if not a lot of the blame, on LeVar for, you know, sort of everything that Lonzo's had to deal with in the league.
I'm pulling for that kid down in New Orleans, man. I hope it works out for him.
I read something where he went through a full contact practice recently, so, like, that's good news, you know, that he's going to be healthy.
It's not looking good for him that he's going to be an all-star, not right now. He just needs to get healthy first.
Yeah, let's focus on that before we start voting him in, okay? I know you go.
Dude, wait, I said he could possibly get to be an all-star at some point in his career, I think is what
I, well, I know.
I don't think I said 10-time all-star or anything like that.
A lot of people, you know, jumped on me after I said after his first summer league game that he will not be an all-star.
Yeah, you said he'd never be one.
And
I've just been trying to get to one the entire time since.
And I don't think he will be.
Well, I'm nowhere close right now.
I mean, I mean, it's hard to write off a number two prospect after one summer league game, but I did it. I did it, man. And I'm not saying I won't do it again. Like, give me another draft class. I will write them off after one summer league game. I'll do it. I'm not afraid to do it, man. I'm like the Grim Reaper in these Twitter streets. You know what I mean?
I didn't see you writing off Grayson after what you saw this summer. I realize we're not talking about a rookie here, but he's out there.
Been done. Been written off. Not even a question. Not like that was. I didn't need to see what was going on. You know, Ben checked out of that one, brother.
Oh, I see.
Anybody else? Anybody else you want me to write off? I'll do it. I'll write off anybody. All right, when we come back, Anthony Sang going to join us. We will talk to him about this story. We'll talk to him what he thinks about it and more. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Coming up Thursday, one of your last few chances to win your way to tailgate with the Golics at Notre Dame when the Irish play USC. Plus, how many starting quarterbacks can you name heading into week 3? That's what I thought. Golic and Wingo Thursday.
Golic and Wingo. Weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN. Put the radio on 92.9 FM or 680 AM for all the names and games. College Radio Game Day Saturday along with SEC football.
This is Jason Smith for the New Balance Memphis store. If you're average and you're looking for a new pair of running or walking shoes, I suggest you go to an average shoe store. Well, they'll sell you a pair of average shoes built for the average athlete with average size feet. But here's the thing. You're not average. No one is. We all exercise differently. We run differently. We walk differently. And our feet come in all sorts of widths and lengths. That's why at the New Balance Memphis store, they employ fit specialists who will conduct an in-depth analysis of your foot's size and shape, along with your gait, and then determine the best New Balance shoes custom fit to you. Because New Balance isn't your average shoe, and you're not average either. Experience the difference an unaverage custom fit makes today at the New Balance Memphis store located in the Cordova Shopping Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Your feet will thank you.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's 2 locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
Speaking of golf, this is Marty Fulton. You probably remember me from Holiday Golf, Whispering Woods, or Plantation. I'm a PGA Life member, and over the years, I found whenever I advised Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spinsdorf about his golf game, whether it was about equipment or a swing, invariably he still couldn't hit the ball out of a paper bag, mainly because he spent so much time selling homes. That's why people often say, when you want the job done, you call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. That's right. I spend far too much time on my house game than on my golf game. I tell people that they need to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. They need to find out the difference in what others do and my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option. If you or someone you know is thinking of selling their home, have them contact me, Sheldon Rosengarten, at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Anthony Sane writes about the Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer. He's also co-host of the Outsiders podcast. He joins us now.
Now it's Anthony Sane. Anthony Sane covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer and is co-host of the Outsiders podcast on 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show.
Brother Sane, what's up with you, man?
Man, what it do, bro?
You were back there behind the glass when we were playing that ball audio.
Yep.
And so you could see what our listeners could not, which was Lonzo's face.
Oh, he was looking sick.
Exactly, right? Yeah. How much longer do you think they're going to have a relationship?
Man, I don't understand why, because, you know, Lonzo's a grown man at this point, bro. Like, he's been in the league 2 years. He's entered into his third year. Like, there's nothing stopping him from, because he's just like any other agent or manager, whatever you have, like, you know, like nobody's stopping him from doing what he wants to do.
Right.
Like it's nothing. Nobody's stopping him from doing anything on the basketball court, business wise, any of those type of things. He might be under contract to his father as far as Big Baller Brand is concerned, but I just wish he would just, like, he doesn't have to get on there and do that TV show thing. Like, I would just stop doing all that. Like, he'll get to that point though, man. I mean, he's what, 20, 21 years old. Whatever.
You think he still feels like he owes dad, and that's why he's letting it, because the longer, right, the more grown you become,
right,
the more mature, the more you start to think for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad's thoughts aren't your thoughts anymore. You
think, right.
Eventually that, I don't know, I just feel like eventually it's headed for a bad place. Are you like me though, in the sense that, did you start out rooting for LeVar?
Yeah,
you know
I did.
What I mean?
I was big time.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's some, you can see the positive, but it feels like the negative has sort of overcome it.
Yeah, I was big time rooting for LeVar because my whole thing was, okay, you see, you know, AAU coaches, college coaches, agents, you see these guys benefiting off of strangers or kids that are not in their family. What's wrong with the dad benefiting off of his own kids?
Mm-hmm.
That was always my own thing.
Yep.
Then also, just from a social aspect, or just, you know, from being a black man and being a black father also, you see a lot of moms that are single parent moms who are involved with these kids recruiting and what colleges they're going to and even their NBA process. You know, you got Kevin Durant's mom, Draymond Green's mom, all these, you know, Dwayne Wade's mom, these famous known moms or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what's wrong with the actual black man being there in support of his son and being the face that you see instead of mom? Like no one has really told these women to get out of the way, even though they're not trying to compare them to LeVar, but I never had an issue with that. But at this point, I think LeVar needs to realize, because I mean it's not like Big Baller Brand will ever be the thing that's going to make his son rich or make his family rich. Your son's in the NBA.
Right.
You need to focus on making him a player who's gonna have longevity.
The best player he can
right,
be.
Right, he's
long,
gonna have long,
exactly.
Big contracts,
yep,
and big endorsement deals with whoever it is. Because I always thought the strategy with the whole Big Baller Brand thing was, you know, we're gonna play hardball, we're gonna let Lonzo have his own shoe. And that's going to generate buzz. And now the Nikes of the world, the Adidas, the Under Armors, they have to come with a bigger deal because we can stand on our own. Whether the shoes sell or not, he's fine with wearing the shoes he has on the court. So if you're going to do something, you're going to have to give us a bigger deal. I always thought that was the end game. And it's like, okay, LeVar, your end game time is over.
It's
like,
over.
Just make it an apparel thing. Do it like N1. Put your stuff in Walmart. You know, let me go get a Big Baller Band shirt, but let me get the Lonzo shoes that are Nike.
100%.
Yeah, that's 100%. What I think he should have done a long time ago.
Yeah, you tweeted yesterday or the day before, and
mm-hmm.
I'm curious because now we're on the radio. You wanted to say something about Antonio Brown, but you held back,
yeah,
because you said woke Twitter would come after you. Well, you don't have to worry about woke Twitter here. This is a safe space.
We were just talking about woke Twitter too.
What would you like to say about AB? Speak your truth, Anthony.
I think that I don't want to speak about, we talked about this a couple weeks ago too. It's not even an issue of whether he's guilty or not guilty or whether he did something to young lady number two or not. But I don't think those type of things are coincidental. I don't think that people who make wise decisions get caught up in situations where people are accusing him of, you know, holding his junk in a towel while she's painting a mural on the wall of him. Like, that doesn't happen to
you. It's a very specific accusation.
Exactly. That doesn't happen to your normal guy. Like, nobody, you can say a lot of things about Anthony Sane, but you never say, you know what, I was at Anthony's house painting a mural of Anthony on the wall.
Right.
And all of a sudden he was, you know, behind me, you know, holding his meat. I mean, that's just, if you're, certain people get caught up in those type of situations where they make bad decisions, and then you got ladies accusing you of things. And I'm not going to, I'm not a lawyer or a judge, right, so I'm not going to get into those type of things. I clearly wasn't there. But he's just, I just think those type of things follow guys who make poor decisions. And it's not part of a master plan, as some people are trying to say.
So, bad dude.
Yes, I think he's a bad dude.
Bad dude, but from anything you've seen, well, hey, anyway, we're not going to get into litigating that.
Just drop him on your team and move on.
I'm not going to drop him right now, John. That's for God to judge him, brother, not me. Josh Jackson, who's a guy who's got some baggage off the court in this instance. Mm-hmm. What kind of contributor, and how do you think he will be, and sort of how concerned are you about the stuff that's happened, the bad decisions he's made off the court in terms of impact he'll make here? Does that matter?
I'll say this about Josh Jackson.
Do you do clean slate like you did, like Z-Bo in a way, or sort of a let's see what you do? How do you approach it?
All right, you guys know that as far as my pecking order in between Jaren and Ja, I believe that Jaren Jackson is the better prospect.
You like, you got Jaren above?
I've got Jaren above Ja.
We're with you there.
I'm going to say something that might sound wild on the air. Okay. But as far as
straighten up, then.
As far as potential and expectations, like, you know, long-time expectations, Josh Jackson has the capability to be number two behind Jaren.
You're saying he can be part of
He could be better than Ja.
You're saying he can be part of a nucleus.
Right. He could be, and even if he's not better than Ja, he could easily be the third best player. He could be the missing piece to this organization, potential-wise. But, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's 6'7", can handle the ball, can play defense.
He did it all again.
He's athletic. Yeah. He was number one player in the country in high school at one time. I want to say he finished in the top three. He was predicted to go number two coming out of his freshman season. The kid has the tools to be a Jimmy Butler type player, even a Kawhi Leonard type player. If you just want to line up skill sets, not saying he's going to be that guy, but he's got the toolbox of these type of guys. He has all the tools in the world to be an elite level wing that the Grizzlies have never had, never, even including Rudy Gay. Rudy. He has the potential to be an elite level wing that the Grizzlies have never had. But it's all between the ears. It's all about maturity. And it's all about, like we talked about, Antonio Brown. Is he a good person or not? Those are the question marks. Those are the things the Grizzlies have to consider going into the season, going into training camp with this guy. But as far as potential, he could be the missing link.
Being a good person, whether or not you are, has not affected Antonio Brown on the field, it feels like, in terms of his athletic greatness. Will it affect Josh's, I guess, based on what you just said, are we saying that can affect his greatness, his potential greatness?
I think it can, because it has already. His first two seasons in the NBA have been filled with stories of he's uncoachable. He came in with a high pedigree in defense. Now he doesn't want to play defense
at
all.
Bad attitude on D, right.
He's going off on players on the court. Mm-hmm. Doesn't listen to what the coaches have to say. He's doing his own thing. Highly inefficient. His plus minus is one of the worst in the NBA.
It's bled over.
Right. When you're a bad player on a team that's already bad, that's a bad place to be. When you're one of the worst statistical players on a team like that. But like I said, I'm personally pulling for him. I throw a lot of random Free Josh Jackson hashtag tweets out.
I've seen him.
I hope he gets it together. But it's scary, man, because like I said,
is this a situation that lends itself, or does he need to be around a winner, to your point?
I think that the Memphis situation will be a better situation than Phoenix. But here's my number one fear with him. This is what really concerns me about Josh Jackson, is that a lot of people in Memphis, we try to make everything universal, make everything linear. Like, okay, well, Tony worked out. Tony Allen worked out. Zach Randolph worked out.
Right.
Zach Randolph was close to 30 years old when he got here.
Mm-hmm. Mature.
He knew.
It was like his sixth stop.
Yeah, exactly. He knew, okay, if I don't get it right here, you know,
and he knew
I'm
what the narrative on him was, and that I've got to get this.
Yeah. I mean, this kid is like 21. You know what I mean? He's at his peak of knuckleheadedness. He's going through his prime years of that. You know what I mean? Z-Bo was at the twilight of his, you know, crazy stuff prime, to speak. And that's the worry with him is
has the light bulb gone on to where you see it as a 21-year-old?
Because this definitely isn't his last stop. And I think one of the tools that the Grizzlies have is that they know his the player option for next season, not 2020, not 2019-20, but 2021 is in October. So maybe that might be an incentive for him to come in and get it together or do what he has to do. But as far as like potential, he's got it, man. Like he's got it. Like, you know, he's got all of it. He's got all the tools.
Yeah, you're right. He's got all the tools.
I mean, to that point though about Zeebo, like I mean, Calkins,
I loved him coming out.
I mean, Calkins just like the face, like, but right. whatever. Calkins was writing columns about how the Grizzlies should not bring in
at all
Zach Randolph.
I remember that. Yeah,
you know, I mean, there was no such column written about Josh Jackson.
Right.
You know what I mean? So this is a young man who feels like, you know, maybe it's the rehabilitation job yet all over again.
Right.
You know, for Josh Jackson, I don't know.
So. Most is he take out Ja in the draft. Most impactful new addition, you think it's going to end up being him? Is there another one?
If he makes it to the team, sure. I mean, I think, yeah, he'll be – you know, I still think it's a big if we see him on the roster this season. If we see him on the roster this season, yes, he has the potential to be the biggest new addition. But I'm probably higher on this guy than I probably should be, and I'm fine with that because I can have a reputation.
I think I know where you're going.
I'm a big D'Anthony Melton guy, man. Like
the man Melton about to come save the franchise.
Like I think he's gonna be good, man. Like he's 6'4", he can handle the ball. He has advanced numbers defensively to jump off.
Love his defense.
To jump off the chart. I think he can be good, and like
I think you do a Melton tweet every day.
Yeah, I probably do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
but no, I'm taking your word for it on him. In terms of guys you'd most want to talk to, I think media day is coming up. What have we got at the end of the month here?
Yep.
A couple of weeks. So
mm-hmm.
In terms of guys you want to sit in front to, is it Josh Jackson telling you all the right things? Is it Kyle Anderson? I'm healthy? Anthony saying like, who do you want to hear from? Who are you most interested to talk to?
I want to hear
it's coming.
I want to hear the captain, man. I want to hear Jaren. I want to hear his where his maturity level is. The team is clearly going to be his. There's nobody in the way. It's going to be, you know. Ja's going to be there, of course, but, I mean, it's going to be Jaren's team. He's going to be the anchor of the defense. If he's not the leading scorer, he'll probably be the second leading scorer. I think Valanciunas could probably
–
he'll be between Jaren and Valanciunas as far as who the leading scorer will be. I want to hear what Jaren has to say. I want to hear Josh Jackson, if he's there. I'd love to hear what Josh
Jackson
has to say.
Just some nice, mature,
right.
I'm here to
– I don't want Iguodala to be anywhere near media day. Please.
There's zero chance he's there, right?
I don't know, man. The whole situation is so weird. Like, I hope he's not there. I'm not saying that he'll be gone from the team by the end.
Right, no,
I just hope he's
even
not
if
there.
You haven't moved him, do you bring him down there?
Why put
that distraction on yourself?
Right.
Yeah.
And you should know by now if you're a front office.
Yeah, I mean, he's
like
not
how
happy.
That's going to look.
He's miserable.
You think
you know?
That through, and you don't put him out there in front of those folks.
Now, what would have been funny, I would have been cool if we still had Dwight Howard and he was there. That would have been a kind of an entertaining awkwardness if he was here.
Yeah, it would have been.
It would have been real awkward around with us two.
Well, I don't know. Well, Brad probably would have played that drop, huh, that he loves to play around Dwight Howard. And then, you're right. Then
it would have got really awkward.
Yeah.
I'm not your booty-eating brother, bro.
See, I don't know. I can't even do it. I can't even laugh anymore.
See, like you knew exactly. You know, that would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. Hey, man, give us an update. Is there a church update? Is there a new review?
Yeah, man. I went to church Sunday. I was able to attend First Presbyterian Church of Hernando. It's pastored by a gentleman by the name of Rob White. Weird story, man, because Rob has been my Twitter follower, I think, for a long time.
Really?
Like, I think he's followed me for a while. And he was one of the first people that messaged me about coming to his church. And just a little backstory to his church, and I talked to him about this the other day, and he was like, he was telling me that his church gets a lot of flack because of they're inclusive. And for people who don't know what inclusive means, it basically means that he has a population of people who are homosexual, you know, lesbian, gay,
everybody,
bisexual, that the whole alphabet.
Come
is
on
there.
In.
And he doesn't have an issue with them being there. And he also married the first lesbian couple in the state of Mississippi was married in his church. And he talked about some of the flack that he gets for that, which I think is crazy because as a Christian, as a believer, I'm trying to think where do people expect people that are
when you cast them out.
Right, exactly.
Like, right.
What do you expect to do with these people? You know, what
he's
you,
a
you
Christian
know,
to cast out.
Right. Exactly. So
downtown church.
Right. It's like it's crazy. I mean, like there are people who say that they shouldn't be in anybody's church. I'm like, okay, that's a whole other conversation. But I always wonder why, where people expect them to go. And I attended a service Sunday, and normally when I go to a church as a single man, I deal with the distraction of other attractive single women.
In a church, same.
Yes, I mean, I'm a man. I'm flesh and blood.
I know.
Especially if
but,
I go to...
You had to say it. You keep it real.
You know, when I was at a certain brother's church who, I'm not going to say his name, but the pastor that flies through the sky, had a lot of distraction when I was walking there, bro.
Okay.
So, you know,
all right.
It's a lot of...
That
you know,
flesh.
Yeah, the flesh is weak.
I know about it.
You're supposed to not have that in church, I thought.
So you're not unable to keep the blinders
on. I'm just
going to
be real.
What's happening?
But when I came to Pastor White's church, I made sure that my eyes were focused on the cross. I didn't want anybody confused on what I was on.
God appreciated that,
yeah.
Brother.
So I was, you know, because he was telling me, you know, you had, you know, the certain community. I was like, I don't want nobody's, you know, life partner or nothing thinking I'm on nothing. Either way, on either side of the fence. So I was like, hey, I'm just going to keep it neutral. I'm going to focus on Jesus while I was there. Observation that I made. White people don't wait for nothing. They're not waiting for you at church. If they say they start on 11, they're starting at 10:50 something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like they're not, waiting.
If you're not early, you're not on time.
Right, because I was a little late getting there. And this is, I got there like 11:05. Let me back up a little bit before I talk about what time I got there. I had to go, you know, I co-parent with my son,
of course.
So I had to go pick Gabe up Sunday morning, and I was running late, and I was planning in my head to go grab breakfast before we went to church. That didn't happen.
Too late.
So when I pulled them on the church lot, I was like, oh, snap. Like, we didn't eat. So I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be crucial.
Yeah, Gabe's stomach going to be
growling. Yeah, stomach going to be growling. All right, bro, I'm about to get mad all over again now. So I got there 11:05, and I was like, oh, we late, but we ain't late. So, you know, I was really interested because this is a Presbyterian church. I wanted to see what the music was like, what the praise and worship was like.
Yeah.
Missed all of that. Like, we walked in the door at like 11:08.
And you had already?
I'd already missed all of that. Mm-hmm. I was like, crap, when did they start?
Because they own about their business.
So they did some type of devotional thing for the kids. That's what they were starting when we walked in.
Okay.
And so he came to me personally and said, hey, man, nice to see you here. Did your son will be a part of our devotion we do for the kids? I'm like, yeah, that's great, cool. So Gabe goes down. The pastor himself does like this little, you know, 2 or 3 minute devotion with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. The kids go off in the children's church. He gets up and starts his message at probably 11:15, 11:17.
Okay.
He's done preaching at 11:35.
20 minutes?
11:35, he's done.
What?
Then they did they do a lot of ceremonial stuff, and like people were walking up on me, and they were saying something like, may the force be with you, or praise of God, or something. It wasn't what may the force be with you, of course. It was something like, it was something they kept saying. I was like, okay, bro, yeah, we're coming forever, whatever. Yeah, God bless you. So, but, like, they were done. Like, they were absolutely done. Church over at 11:47 a.m.
Oh, that's got to be some sort of record.
11:47 a.m., bro.
I've never heard of anything being done that quick.
Church was over. I went and walked, and God gave out of children's church. And I'm a Zaxby's guy. I'm a big-time Zaxby's guy. It's open on Sunday and all that type of stuff.
Chicken's good.
So, there was a Zaxby's maybe 2 minutes away. Bro, I was at Zaxby's ordering my food at 11:59, and this church started at 11 o'clock.
Well, that church is a revelation.
And what I thought was going to be a hunger pain didn't happen because I was able to eat at 11:59.
47 minutes.
47 minutes.
Basically, you was in.
But no, bro, this is what I'm mad about. Like, this is what I'm extremely angry about, bro. Have you ever seen Malcolm X when the scene where he went to Mecca and he was
of
just
course.
He was exposed to white people and they were worshiping the same God
yes.
that he was worshiping, all that type of stuff.
Ba-da-bing.
And he felt like he realized the errors of his ways because at first he was militant and didn't want
to. Of course.
Bro, like, I've been lied to, bro. I've been lied to. I'm 39 years old and I've been lied to all my life. And I had my Malcolm X moment live at this church. And I almost had a meltdown at the church, bro, in the midst of me celebrating the shortness of the service. I was highly upset because here I am, son of a pastor. I've been going to church. Church has been 3 hours, bro. Church been 3 hours long. And I was forced to steal from the church and forced to go eat communion crackers out the back and all this type of
all,
stuff.
All that coming up.
Because my stomach about to eat my shirt, bro.
I had no idea it could be
all this time, and I was lied to, bro. I blame a lot of people for this lie that church has to be 3 hours long. And once I worshiped with my white brothers and sisters and we experienced this 47-minute service, I was mad at a lot of people, bro.
See, John, your people showing something to say.
And like
an efficient way and a quick way to head
out. And I did the math, bro. I came home and I did the math. And I did so-and-so years of going to service, so-and-so weeks a year. It was 3,000 hours that I wasted of extra unnecessary time in church.
Well, you didn't waste them because they were spent with God.
No, they were spent with unnecessary long church service. And I'm upset, bro. I'm upset with a lot of people. And here's the thing.
Man, that sounds like a good, efficient church.
Yes.
They move them in and out of it.
Props to First Presbyterian Church on Orlando.
We call it Expressbyterian.
Yes.
Expressbyterian.
But here's the thing. This is all I'm saying. People who invite me to your church, I'm going to walk in, I'm going to set my alarm for an hour and 30 minutes on my phone with the ringer on. When that alarm go off, interrupt your service, I'm getting up, I'm getting my kid, and I'm leaving. Don't invite me to your church if you know it's going to be longer than an hour and a half. That's all you're getting is an hour and a half.
An hour and a half is the cutoff.
That's the cutoff. I'm walking out.
If you'd like to invite Sane to your church, you can do that as well. What's your tag?
At Sane Asylum. Slide in the DM.
But if you have a long service and it's over an hour and a half, do not invite him.
Do not invite me.
Because he will not be
Because I've seen the standard. I've seen the promised land. Like, we're not doing this anymore.
Brother, I like the idea of 47 minutes, brother.
Yeah, it was in and out. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, we know that. You like a short service. 4 minutes.
I was at Zaxby's, 11:59.
All right, we will come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
Human Resources VP Ashley Campbell has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time. She's managing her workforce like a rock star. She even has her own hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have a really diverse workforce with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
Don't stop. I'm the dream and you should know that.
Now we're motivating and engaging the right people every step of the way.
HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Xfinity is who I'm with, and I am proud to be an Xfinity customer. Why? Because of technology, because the performance of Xfinity Internet. See, the Xfinity's Internet service, it brings you your entire experience together by connecting all of your other services like Xfinity X1, Xfinity Home, Xfinity Mobile, and more. Xfinity is America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. That means you can sit back and enjoy reliably fast speeds for all your streaming needs and to power all your devices. Xfinity delivers gig speeds to more homes than anyone. So get ready to do even more on your devices than ever before. Stay connected on the go with over 19 million free Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, with the Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots app, you can find hotspots near you, create a list of your favorite locations, and even set your device to automatically connect in the future. That is what I get with Xfinity, and that is what you will get with Xfinity. All you got to do to get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or drop into an Xfinity store today for more details.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Howie, it's so big, Robert Irwin Jewelers only does it once a year.
We're having our annual half-off sale this Friday and Saturday at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get half off everything in the store.
Everything in the store, all four locations, is half off.
With the exception of loose diamonds.
How about engagement rings?
Half off.
Diamond pendants?
Half off.
Watches?
Are you just trying to see how I say half off?
I like you with half off.
All half off.
Thank you, Howie. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
2 days only, this Friday and Saturday. All four locations, but don't go online for this one. In-store only.
Tired of wearing the same five shirts every week? We can help.
Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist and delivers clothes right to your door. So you take the hassle out of shopping and find new styles that leave you feeling great. With Stitch Fix, you'll get access to great looks ranging from refined to rugged to fit your physique and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at stitchfix.com. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. stitchfix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696. Don't miss all the excitement at the Mid-South Fair Friday the 20th with 901 Wrestling on the main stage and Paw Patrol Live in the arena. Your ticket gets you free admission into the Mid-South Fair. The Mid-South Fair at the Landers Center. Visit MidSouthFair.com.
Jason and John Guest appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
F45. Germantown is where I train, and it's where you should train, too. My man Brad Carson heard me talking about F45 Germantown, and he decided he was going to dip his toe into the beast that is F45 Germantown. And what can you tell me, Brad?
I like it. You know, this is the first time I did it was yesterday, and they mix it up between strength and cardio.
Yes, they do.
So I started out with strength, and everybody there, including the owner, our friend Steve Akery, he said, this is a good day to start.
Yes.
And
yes.
It was a good day to start. I like how you move through. Like, when you're tired of something, you're moving to something like boom, boom, boom. It's just move, move, move.
Now, it is a constant movement in this class. You're never going to get bored. Every day is different. I know a lot of people, myself included, have tried the gym thing. You'll sign up for a gym. You'll get bored after a month. It's the monotony of it all. You're not going to run into that at F45 Germantown. There are no treadmills, which I think is a great thing.
Yeah.
You're not going to ever have to worry about getting bored with treadmills. Every class is different. And the best part about F45 is that you are going to get results. I promise you that. I'm down about 12 pounds since I started doing it at F45 in Germantown. You can get results, too. So, if you're listening, you want to get involved, you can do that for $45 for your first month at F45 Germantown. That means unlimited classes. You can go as many times as you want. All you got to do is text the word John, J-O-H-N, to 901-421-6087. That's the word John, 901-421-6087. Get started on your fitness journey
Do it with me today at 5:30.
Do it with Brad today at 5:30.
I'll be at F45 Germantown. I'm doing it at 5:30. Yeah.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Thanks to Anthony Sain for joining us like he always does. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I'm checking out the race in the NL Central. Yes, baseball. It's a race nobody's talking about. Three teams in the NL Central within two games of each other with 11 left to play. Two of them, Cubs and Cards, slated to play seven times over these last 11. And one of them playing right now, if I'm not mistaken, with the Cardinals and Nationals going. Brad, what's that score?
2-0 Cardinals in the sixth inning.
Congrats on that. It's looking good for you. Cubs and Brewers are two games out of division lead, which is held by those Cardinals at 82-69. We're right here. It could be a case where all of us make it. Could be a case where only one of us makes it in terms of the us or the Brewers. I like where the Cardinals are at. Problem for y'all is y'all got to face us. I think, but again, might not be a problem because Rizzo's in a boot. We don't have Baez, so we'll see. But this is sports. It's just a sport nobody
this
cares
is
about
sports.
Right now.
The thing I don't like is that the Cardinals and the Cubs could end up playing each other and knocking each other down so that they're like in a wild card position or lower. Don't win the Central, either one of them, and then they set it up for the Brewers.
Brewers are playing all teams under 500. So, yeah,
it
looks like they're going to luck up and get in. I told you, hot without Yelich. It's crazy.
It is.
Brought them together.
And that is one of the weird things about baseball is, you know, like you see it time and time. I mean, when Chris Duncan, who just passed away, that was one of the big stories, was him playing first base that year. They won, I guess it was 2006 when they won the World Championship, one of their 11 World Championships. You know, he was playing first base a lot when Albert Pujols was out. So, I know I mentioned this the other day with you guys, and you guys are kind of rolling your eyes, but it's starting to get a little acclaim now. This country music on PBS, this special that they're having with the Ken Burns documentary.
Oh, that'd be more for John.
And there is a lot of knowledge in this. Mm. For example, last night I'm watching this documentary, and they're into the Hank Williams session.
Okay.
And you think Hank Williams, hokey white guy.
Yep.
Learned how to play guitar from an African-American gentleman in Alabama, growing up in Alabama. And the origins of country music are from blues, obviously, so they talk a lot about that and how African-Americans in general influenced the country music scene that we know it today. Right. So there might, you know, there's a lot of, you can learn of that. Minnie Pearl, they just went through the Minnie Pearl stuff. Of course, Minnie Pearl was on Hee Haw, so it's kind of interesting. If you're into country music, it's on PBS tonight.
I am going to figure out how the hell I can get paid $1,300 to watch Stephen King movies. So Dish Network is offering this deal, right? I mean, I guess it is the one good thing that they have to offer Dish. They are paying people $1,300 to wear a Fitbit, right, and watch Stephen King movies. And so that way,
oh, I do that.
The Fitbit is going to track your heart rate while you're watching these movies.
Interesting.
You're watching Misery, The Shining, Salem's Lot, Pet Sematary, The Mist. I mean, all the classic Stephen King movies, yeah. Right? You got to watch 13 of them before Halloween, and you got to report all your data, how many times you had a jump scare, your heart rate, all that stuff, back to Dish Network. But you get $1,300 if you do it.
They ought to make that dude in Orlando who's on that tower wear that damn thing.
Yeah, I don't know where.
Do we have an update on the tower?
Yeah, how's he doing, John?
The TV tower in Orlando earlier, you were reporting on this guy who was climbing a tower.
Man, that's the easiest $1,300 ever.
That's easy money. Yeah, you just put the thing on and watch scary movies.
Ever.
What does that come out to an hour, though? Like if every movie,
still
let's just
it's a good day,
crappy
still
wage,
a good day.
But yeah, you're chilling.
If every movie is 3 hours and there's 13,
yeah, but you haven't spent a week, and that's still that's okay, solid money.
39 divided by 1,300, that's is that $30 an hour, something like that?
That's pretty low.
I don't know how much it is. I'm bad at math, as you guys know. Anyway, I'm gonna figure out how I can get involved with that, even though I'm with Xfinity. I don't know what the deal is with the man on top of the tower. It seems like he might still be there. Somebody needs to get that man down. Somebody needs to go get a helicopter, just get him on the chopper. This is not going to end well for that man on the top of that TV tower. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today, Mark Giannotto, Marcus Green, and Anthony Sane. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Get in and win the 92.9 ATC Fitness College Football Pickoff. Log on to 92.9ESPN.com. Make your college football picks. Make your picks before kickoff. Collect points and you could win. Weekly winners get a 4-month free premium membership to ATC Fitness. And one grand prize winner gets a $500 gift card to Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. $500 in gift cards to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. And a master-built digital smoker from 92.9ESPN.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with 5 of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats! Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Step right up, folks. Step
Dad,
right
check up. It out. It's one of those old fortune teller machines. Got a quarter?
Sure.
I see a broken collarbone in your future. The pain will keep your entire family awake.
Ouch.
Ouch is right. Ooh, that sounds expensive.
It's very expensive.
Ooh.
You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. With affordable individual and family plans, call Farm Bureau Health Plans. We've got you covered.
Inside of your home looking great, but the outside not so much? Call DoorPro and have them install a new garage door by Amar Garage Doors and enhance the beauty of your home. Choose from carriage house, traditional, or maybe a specialty door. They have thousands of styles to choose from. Improve the look of your home immensely without the cost of a total remodel. DoorPro, an authorized dealer of Amar Garage Doors. Same day service available if you call before 10 a.m. Just call 901-DOOR-PRO. That's 901-366-7776. DoorPro, online at doorproinc.com.
There was a time when Western boots and even work boots needed a break-in period to be comfortable. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans believes there is a better way. And that better way is Ariat Boots. For tough jobs, Cowboy Corner and Ariat Boots answer the call because they are comfortable, durable, have great Western styling, and features a removable, breathable orthotic for all-day comfort. Now for the month of September, all Ariat...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.